Η Κύπρος και το Κυπριακό θα είναι το θέμα της διάλεξης που παρουσιάζει η πανεπιστημιακός Δ.Χ. Χριστάλα Ιακίνθου στη Μελβούρνη. Η Δ.Χ. Ιακίνθου μας εξήγησε αρχικά ότι η επίτευξη λύσης για το Κυπριακό είναι μια ιδιαίτερα δύσκολη διαδικασία. Ωστόσο, ακόμα και η επίλυσή του ή όχι, δεν είναι ξεκάθαρο για το τι αποτελέσματα θα φέρει για τη Μεγαλόνησο.
When we think about building a country that is no longer based on fear of violence, but instead is based on hope for a peaceful future, honestly, we don't yet know what that looks like in Cyprus. We haven't talked about it. What is hope? And what is hope to a refugee versus what is hope to someone who's never been displaced? Someone from Buffalo, for example. They're very different things. So we need to have in Cyprus and outside of Cyprus, the Cypriot communities, who the Greek Cypriot and Turkish Cypriot communities who live in, for example, Australia, we need to start think, or we are starting to think with the peace process about, well, what is tomorrow going to look like for us all? And how do we live with our past, but also with hope for a different kind of future?
Στη διάλεξη θα εξεταστούν προβλήματα σχεδιασμού ειρηνευτικών σχεδίων για διαιρεμένες κοινωνίες με επίκεντρο πάντα την Κύπρο. Ωστόσο, θα συζητηθεί και ο σημαντικός ρόλος της μνήμης, του φόβου και της δικαιοσύνης στην οικοδόμηση της ειρήνης. Η Δ.Χ. Ιακίνθου πιστεύει ότι αυτές οι τρεις έννοιες είναι αλληλένδετες όταν ένας λαός εισέρχεται σε ένα νέο, άγνωστο κεφάλαιο της ιστορίας του.
Fear comes when we try and imagine a future based on a very, very sketchy past. And fear comes when we think about living in a future with another community that we don't know anymore. So hope comes when we think about how we try and craft this future. What is it that we want for our country? And what is it that we want for our children? What is it that we want to build for them? And so hope comes out of peace, but it also comes out of a sense of justice that people need to have and a sense of safety that people need to have. And these key things, fear, hope, justice, are the things much, much more critical than the details of a peace agreement is about how people feel about the future.
Για την Δ.Χ. Ιακίνθου, οποιαδήποτε ειρηνευτική συμφωνία δεν σημαίνει τίποτα εάν αυτή δεν συνοδεύεται από την αποδοχή του κόσμου. Έτσι και για την Κύπρο, ακόμα και η πιο δίκαιη συμφωνία θα είναι απλώς υπογραφές σε ένα χαρτί αν ο κυπριακός λαός αισθάνεται αδικημένος.
Any peace deal in any country is just the beginning. It's a series of signatures on a page. And in Cyprus we know that signatures on a page don't mean much if people don't feel that the peace agreement is going to work for them and if they don't understand it and if they don't stand behind it. So a peace deal can be perfect. It can be absolutely the most beautiful peace agreement with a perfect constitutional arrangement. But if a bit of the population don't support it or feel that it's fair, then it really is just words on a page.
Ειδικά για τον ελληνοκυπριακό λαό, η Δ.Χ. Ιακίνθου υπογραμμίζει ότι είναι δύσκολο να κουβαλήσει το παρελθόν του μετά από τα τραγικά γεγονότα του 1974. Η εισβολή στην Κύπρο και η εκδίωξη των ελληνοκυπρίων από τις κατοικίες τους ακολουθεί όχι μόνο όσους έζησαν τον Ατήλα, αλλά και τις γενιές που ακολούθησαν.
In Cyprus we've lived with our past, so we've lived side by side with 1974 as Greek Cypriots. And Turkish Cypriots have lived side by side with a series of memories that precede 1974. So the fears of the two communities are very, very different. So when we live with these memories of our past, and especially in the Greek Cypriot community, we've lived with memories of the separation and fear of the Turkish army. And fear of all of these things happening again, and this kind of brutal separation war, which means something very particular to the Greek Cypriot community. We have an entire state that reminds us every day that 1974 happened to us, and we experience it in a very particular way.
Τέλος, η Δ.Χ. Ιακίνθου υπογράμμισε για άλλη μια φορά ότι η επόμενη μέρα επίτευξης ή όχι μια συμφωνία μπορεί να μας φέρει μεταξύ σκύλας και χάριβδης, ενώντας ότι καμία διέξοδος δεν θα είναι εύκολη.
The idea is that yes, a peace agreement is, and post-war and post-invasion, the situation is that everyone is in a difficult position. Nothing is ever perfect after conflict, never. And especially in a place like Cyprus where it's been 42 years since 1974 and it's been a long and hard road for everyone. So when we think about what is it going to look like afterwards, what will we look like in the case of a peace agreement or in the case of no peace agreement, there is no easy road.